Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour, Meat Friday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Traeger's all fired out up there, and I went out to check out the Traeger grills and inspected the smoked baby back ribs, the barbecue baked beans, and the mac and cheese. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
And should be ready to go in about 40 minutes from now. If you're watching on Peacock, you can watch us eat. It's sort of like Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives when I went to Flavortown yesterday. It's weird to eat on camera. Who looks good eating on camera? Right? Nobody does. But you're trying to do it, take a small bite, and then you have to react to what you're eating on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. And I was at a Greek restaurant in Stamford, Connecticut, and we had lamb shank and then potatoes and some tomatoes with feta cheese. And so you take a bite. And then it got to the point I just thought, Guy Fieri's going to be talking. I'm just eating. And I had my head down on the plate and just eating. And then I came up for air finally, and I said, man, it's really good. And then had some more. But Guy letting me co-host yesterday, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Also, the Preakness Stakes, Saturday, 4:30 Eastern on NBC. And Peacock. Weather, a whole lot nicer. Round two of the PGA Championship. Todd has a SportsCenter tease.
I do.
As we lead off the final hour of this program. Todd? Marvin? Yeah.
Coming up on SportsCenter, quadruple bypass. How Hurricane Hart sank in four overtimes. Here's a nugget. Stop taking threes, LeBron. Why the king can't buy a basket. You can't Murray Love or guard Jamal. Purple and gold look rusty on defense. Why the Lakers will need even more Hachi to avoid going down 3-0. Will the Heat continue making Boston sweat buckets? What's the mutter with Kim? How Tom ended up a creek without a 5-iron. Has a slimmed down Bryson lost his muscle at Oak Hill? Fat chance. Also, it looks like number 60 goes to the 49ers. Super news for the Bay Area. Never in a dull moment. A reflective Rafa serves notice. End is near. We're not retiring unless management makes us. SportsCenter, next.
You were you're running. You're like LeBron. You're running out of gas.
One too many lines in there.
Yeah, you hit the wall. But Todd's on steroids today.
I am on steroids.
Yes, you're a little fired up. Lack of sleep. Some steroids, and you're on fire today. Yes, Paul.
I prednisoned halfway through out of it.
Well, you zoned out.
Paul made a good point earlier. Taking steroids and not working out at all is just not a good combination.
Yeah, when you say, "Hey, I'm on steroids," people look at you and go, "Oh, not working, huh?"
Yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah. Lakers have dropped consecutive games for the first time since mid-March. LeBron, 0-for-10 from three-point range during the conference finals. There was a reason why he was open, because Denver wanted him to shoot. Also, looked like he was tired from the other end of the floor. He guarded Joker for most of the night, and trying to have energy at both ends seemed like it caught up to him in the fourth quarter. So now teams have a 6-56 series record all time. when trailing 0-2 conference finals. This according to ESPN. Two of the six series have been orchestrated by LeBron James teams. He came back 0-2, Cleveland in 2007, came back again 0-2 in 2018. It can happen, but you now have to win four of the next five. The Lakers are 5.5-point favorites Saturday night. The Miami Heat are 9-point underdogs coming up tonight in Boston. If you're the Lakers and you come back home and you're down 0-2, but you have to feel pretty good about some of your play, you just didn't put together a complete game. You could have won one of those. You should have won one of the games. Last night, you were sort of in the mix first half, and then it just felt like you ran out of gas. You know, AD and LeBron did not play well. Certainly LeBron in the fourth quarter again, and he keeps shooting the threes. I get it, but now you have to adjust, and maybe LeBron doesn't guard Joker. Joker's going to get a triple-double. But somebody got to guard Jamal Murray. Like, that's the bigger issue here. I expect Joker to go off for, you know, 20, 15, and 11. But Jamal Murray is averaging 7 points more per game in the postseason than the regular season. Don't forget about him. Yes, Marv?
He also went to Kentucky, where he didn't win a national title with John Calipari. Back to you. Sorry.
Too soon. A random hit out of nowhere.
I forgot that he went to Kentucky. Like, there's so many players that go to Kentucky. It's going to be like 20 years from now when people look back and go, where did such and such go to school? You just say, Kentucky? And you're going to be right. Yeah, Kentucky, right?
Hey, yeah, but look, everybody likes to talk about that, okay? But how much money have we made?
I know. When Coach Cal does that, and I go, oh, don't tell me I'm billions of dollars.
Okay, your players everybody wants to talk about rings, right? Everybody wants to talk about, how about we talk about dollars?
$4.6 billion my players make.
But Coach Calipari, you know, he said if, in a documentary, it's not about wins and losses or winning national championships. I go, yes, it is.
Ask these kids' families if they're winning.
Yeah.
If they're winning right now.
Yeah.
Ask their families if they're winning.
But it's a great recruiting tool that, hey, I care about your kid. I want them to be successful and go to the NBA. Now, if I'm the alumni at Kentucky, I'd have a little bit of a problem that, hey, coach, how about sprinkling another national championship in there? Yes, Paulie.
I've got 30 current NBA players played at Kentucky at one time, and you'd be shocked. There's guys you don't remember are still in the league, like Nerlens Noel, right? P.J. Washington is playing. Willie Cauley-Stein, DeMarcus Cousins. There's other guys who just got out of the league.
Yeah.
Man.
There's been a lot of talent.
You forget Hero went there for a cup of coffee.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of talent. Yes, Marv.
A lot of talent, a lot of uneventful teams also. You're like, oh, I forgot he went there. I forgot Tyler Hero went there.
Yeah, I know.
Tyrese Maxey.
See, I forgot about that.
Most of us did.
Yes.
Man.
Didn't the Harrison twins, weren't they guards there for a while? Not that they're in the NBA. I remember it's like, oh, they got the Harrison twins.
I'm yeah.
Like,
yes.
Okay.
They played a couple years in the NBA.
Okay.
Man.
Devin Booker came off the bench on that team, by the way.
I know.
Harrison Twins, you start. Hey, Devin, you have a seat next to me.
Yeah.
Jared Vanderbilt, you know, like he was had a.
See, I didn't know that. I did not know that. I did not know that.
Are we playing Know Your Kentucky Players?
Wow.
Shai Gilgeous.
Alexander.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go Shai Gilgeous. I don't have the time. Great player.
Just call him Shai.
Yeah.
Touche. Oh, by the way, the Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble podcast yesterday, we recorded that, and Shai and Irving comes in, Dylan the graphics guy, and Bad Larry involved in this gambling podcast, and here is a portion of the conversation we had yesterday on Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble.
The Cowboys under 9.5 wins.
No.
I'm really going in on Shai this week.
No.
Yeah.
I got over 9.5.
Did we talk about that?
No, they don't. No, they don't. Kellen Moore, finally, the whiskey is gone.
Wait, did you pick the Cowboys?
Over 9.5. I forgot to mention. Absolutely.
What else, Bill?
And then Texans over 6.5 wins. I do like C.J. Stroud. For some reason, I have a thing for the Texans, too. I don't know why. I always think they're going to be better than everyone thinks, and then usually I'm wrong.
Yeah, but Shai's a Texan.
No, you're a Texan.
I am.
And you don't sync up with him.
No, nope. Not at all.
No.
Diametrically
opposed.
So that's just a portion of the guys. We were picking NFL future bets yesterday. It's available at danpatrick.com. All right. Update the poll results, if you can, Seton O'Connor. Then I want to talk about why not London for the Super Bowl.
Let's see, Dan. We got a few of them going here. We have, would you rather your team be overcovered or undercovered? Ironically, right now, 69% of the vote is undercovered.
Okay.
We've got, how much trouble are the Lakers in? Tons or don't be ridiculous? 78% say the Lakers are in tons of trouble. And then I also put up another one. Would you have stayed to the end of last night's Panthers-Hurricane game? 4 overtime.
The hockey fan would. And did. Yes, Marv.
It's a playoff game. Chances are I'm staying. If it's a regular season game, no. But last night, yes.
Okay, how many of us would have stayed? Todd?
Definitely.
All right. Seton?
Probably not.
Okay. Marvin, yes. Polyester?
I'd like to think I would. I think I would go the way of the crowd that I was driving with.
Yes.
Oh, well, see, now that's a different conversation.
Yeah.
If the four Danettes went and we had to work the next day, let's say it was at New York Rangers and we knew we got a good hour plus drive back, you either make the call before overtime starts or you're in for the duration.
I think it's after two overtimes, then you go, what do you guys think? You know, we could always listen to it on the radio.
See, the longer it goes, the more scared I'd be to leave. You left one of the most historic games in Stanley Cup playoff history?
Yeah, Seton.
See, it's a little different, too, for us, because then it would be like a content thing. We would be talking about it all day, right?
Well, I famously left the Oklahoma-Boise State bowl game, the Fiesta Bowl. And
nothing exciting happened there.
Nope, not at all. No incredible trick play at the very end of that bowl game. Yes, Marv?
What'd you have to do?
I was doing L.A. work, you know?
I hope not.
No, I was not. I was just wanted to beat the crowd, what I wanted to do. Yeah, there was a beer that had my name written all over it, and I wanted to get to that. Yes, Paulie?
C and I went to a game one time. It was Notre Dame, Michigan. And back when they had Denard Robinson, remember that great player? And we were trying to get out and beat the crowd, but we also, because the group of people we were with wanted to leave to go to this fancy dinner. And Seton and I were like, no, we're not going. And so they started walking to the crowd. Seton and I were walking and staying in the portals to watch at Michigan Stadium. And he and I looked at each other like, we're staying.
I was like, dude, there's no way I'm leaving this right now. Like, this game is insane.
Yeah, and we were getting ditched. We didn't have a ride. We didn't have a car. And we watched, and as soon as the last play, final touchdown, we started sprinting down the corridor and caught them in the parking lot.
I mentioned this last hour that the NFL, I think, or we're led to believe, awarding San Francisco a Super Bowl, Super Bowl 60, a couple of years. And I thought, okay, there was really no reaction, very little reaction. And I thought that maybe London had a little bit of traction here. And I know, I don't like exporting our games. I don't like baseball opening up in Japan to open up a season. I don't like any of those things. But the Super Bowl is different. And at some point, you're going to go, okay, let's try London. Now, I know weather is an issue, going to be an issue in some of these places. You know, Buffalo's building a new stadium. Did they get a Super Bowl? Tennessee, are they building a new stadium? Did they get a Super Bowl? Carolina, they building a new stadium? They get a Super Bowl? Why San Francisco again? I mean, I loved going to it. We had a lot of fun there, but I just thought at some point, I think London's going to be in the mix, should be in the mix. And the reaction that you would get is it's going to be mixed, but you're going to get reaction. And this will be covered on the Today Show, you know, CBS Morning Show, Good Morning America. This will be discussed. They'll have a segment. NBC will bring Mike Tirico on to talk about this. And the NFL loves just being in the conversation 12 months out of the year. Yes, Seton.
But isn't it, just to play like devil's advocate, isn't it going to get basically that same coverage in San Francisco?
No.
I mean,
Mike Tirico's not on the Today Show talking about the Super Bowl in San Francisco.
Not right now, no.
And he won't be when it happens.
Once the game comes around? I mean, it's not like I wouldn't really describe the Super Bowl as lacking coverage.
No, but this gives you coverage leading up to 110 million people watching. Nobody's going to go, it's in London, I'm not watching. And it felt like the lead up to New York was, gosh, I wonder what the weather's going to be like. So we did talk about the lead up to that. Will one of the New York teams be in the Super Bowl that year? Well, maybe the Giants, not the Jets. Yeah, yes, Mark.
Are you worried about fans at all?
No.
Okay.
Well, fans travel. I mean, the people go to Super Bowls. It's corporate stuff. It's just a different scene that you could take advantage of with London. And it's not like you're going around the world. You're not going to Singapore. Like, it's London. We play games there. They have, you know, the facilities to take care of everybody. Hotels, you know, travel. Yes, Marv.
With the Super Bowl, you've been to a few. What's the percentage of fans, like in the actual stadium, as opposed to, you know, just celebrities and corporate entities and stuff like that?
I don't know what the percentage is, but it feels like a sterile environment because you'll get people who get tickets, sell tickets, or, you know, can the fan base afford to not only buy the tickets, but also get to the city, and then you got to pay for a hotel. And some of those places, they make you get the hotel, you got to have a certain number of nights that you're going to stay there. So it's a pretty good price gouge there. But I would think anybody against London for a Super Bowl. Seton, you're?
I'm a little-ish. I'm a little against-ish.
Okay.
I don't necessarily see why that needs to happen.
Okay.
Unless you're trying to expand to Europe, then I totally get it. But if you're not, I don't really see why.
Okay. Yeah, Paul?
I think it's probably a good idea because you pull the Band-Aid off, get it done. You're going to do it eventually. You've said you're looking at it for years. I think the NFL is kind of may have this fear. They've got their toe into Europe, football in Europe, but that's a dive in. You announce the Super Bowls over there. And I think they would be concerned. I could see their PR people and their marketing people saying, we don't want to do anything that comes off as not all American because, you know, that's built around flyovers and all the military. And our Super Bowl being elsewhere, I bet they'd be very concerned about the reaction to it, and I don't think it'd be bad as they think.
Yes, Todd.
I'd prefer we keep it in the United States, but selfishly, because we're fortunate enough to go to Super Bowls, that would be kind of cool to go around the world a little bit and see other places and cover the Super Bowl at the same time.
Yeah, yeah. It'd be great, I think. It'd be interesting. It's a one-off. I mean, are we going to go, now we're going to go to Miami. Okay. San Francisco. All right. We love New Orleans. Then it's going to be in Arizona again. Yeah, see.
Is this sort of a media boredom narrative?
Maybe.
Man, it sure would be great to travel the world covering the Super Bowl. Hell yeah, I'd sign up for that in 2 seconds. But that's not really...
If they do Super Bowl in Rome, that'd be great.
Yeah, I would sign up for that. Yeah.
At the Colosseum.
Great, let's go. Yeah, rehab the Colosseum. Yes.
No. Yeah. Keep it the way it is.
Yeah, we'll just put a whole new thing over it, yeah. Like they did Soldier Field. You just drop in a new one.
All right, we'll take a break. I think we're in a movie that comes out today with Josh Duhamel. Do you guys know about this? We remember we shot a scene here?
We did?
Yes. And we taped this a long time ago. And then Josh Duhamel said, you got to see your cameo. And I go, what is my cameo? And he goes, no, the movie you're in. So I'm...
Is this on our IMDb?
Oh, I don't know. Do you guys have IMDbs?
Oh, all right, of course we do.
It'll be on my IMDb, I'm guessing.
So this was a segment we recorded just like this, sitting here talking to each other?
You were here.
I know. That's what I'm thinking. That's what it was. Yeah, we weren't on location somewhere.
No. We did it here.
I don't remember that
at all. Buddy Games Spring Awakening.
Yes.
It's theaters today.
Yes. So there was the first Buddy Games, and all the questions that were left unanswered from Buddy Games 1 will be answered, apparently, in Buddy Games 2. Yes.
Any chance this outdoes it? Like Godfather 2, some people like better than Godfather. Throw that out there. I'm looking at the cast and crew for Buddy Games 2, a.k.a. Spring Awakening. I don't have any of us in there.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you.
Damn it.
It's very upsetting.
What?
Apparently, I do have an IMDb page, although I don't know who would have made that. You know, it says I've only been in, let me count this, 5 episodes of The Dan Patrick Show, and they were only in 2016.
No, those were the 5 good ones that you've been in. Wow.
Those are the 5 times I've been good on the show. Got it. Yeah. Got it. Haven't done it since 2016.
Wow.
Okay, fair. Yeah.
So we'll talk to Josh Duhamel about our cameo that we didn't get credit for. You know, Sandler does this, too, with some of the movies I'm in. I'm like, really? You put in some of the, like Rob Schneider gets mentioned with all of his roles and I don't? Yeah, Paul.
Are we pulling out of Buddy Games 3 before it's even announced?
Well, that could be.
You got to take a lead, Dan.
Take a stand. We got to take a stand.
All right, I will.
Have our back.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back after this. Simply Safe Home Security, fast protect technology for fast response. What that does enables the monitoring agents to visually verify a threat is real and then the 911 dispatch will put you higher on the priority list with fast police or fire response. You're in control from anywhere at any time. You have the Simply Safe app. Stay connected from anywhere, anytime. Arm, disarm your system. Check your cameras. Make sure everything's okay. Even unlock the front door to let guests in. Simply Safe ships right to your door. Easy to set up. You can do it. That's the simple part of it. 30 minutes or less. Or Simply Safe has certified technicians who will install it for you. With financing through Affirm, secure your home today. And you can do so by paying over time in installments that fit your budget. Customize the perfect system for your home. Takes just a couple of minutes. SimplySafeDan.com. Go today. Claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off with interactive monitoring. SimplySafeDan.com. There's no safe like SimplySafe. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
We haven't had a hot guy draft in a while, but when we do, it gets a lot of reaction. And we had a hot guy draft. Was that a couple of years ago we did, Paulie?
Boy, that may have been like five, six years ago, okay. A four-round hot guy draft.
And Josh Duhamel, who normally listens to the show, he called in. He talked to Paulie, and Paulie, he wanted to know where he got drafted with the hot guy draft. And Paulie had to say to Josh Duhamel, you didn't get drafted. Four rounds. And the reaction stunned him. But you know what? He used to be a heartthrob, and it kind of let itself go a little bit there. And Josh Duhamel joins us on the program, the actor, director, and diehard Vikings fan, and, of course, former quarterback at Minot State. Wow. What happened to you?
I spiraled, Dan.
Are you on a bender?
I spiraled after that day. Things just went all to hell.
Man, you were disappointed, though, when Paulie goes, God, I think I broke his heart when you found out four rounds of the hot guy draft and Josh Duhamel did not get selected.
Yeah, man, it's all fleeting.
Yeah.
I came to terms with that a long time ago, actually.
All right. Well, good. Well, yeah, you're a Vikings fan.
Started 5 or 6 years ago.
You're a Vikings fan. Yeah. I mean, you're used to disappointment.
Next year. That's our year.
Okay. Buddy Game's Spring Awakening being released select theaters today and June 2nd, Paramount Global Content Distribution Group. Okay. So all the questions that were left unanswered for the first Buddy Games, they're all answered in the second one. We just checked our IMDb's. We didn't get credit for being in this movie, even though we do have a cameo.
Is that why I was? That's what you guys were doing. I thought you were, you know, taking care of your morning business or something.
No. What's the story?
You were checking the IMDb and it wasn't on there.
No. And I would have thought that I would have been on there.
Well, you will be. The movie releases today. I think that stuff doesn't get credited until after the movie is released, does
No,
it?
No, because they'll be like working on a movie and who's in the movie, and then it'll say who's in the movie.
I'll take care of that, Dan, I promise you, because you guys were fantastic. I don't know if you saw it yet. Have you seen it?
How would we see it? It's just coming out today.
It should have been sent a link, no?
No.
Yes, well, you'll be very happy. You guys did a great job.
Okay.
Kicking off this movie.
And this is your directorial debut?
No, I directed the first one too. This is the second Buddy Games movie.
Okay. So this is the second directorial debut for John.
Yes. Kimmel. Yes, I also directed a Mighty Ducks episode, but nobody cares.
Francis Ford Duhamel joining us on the Dan Patrick Show. Okay, explain to us what Buddy Game's Spring Awakening is all about and who is in this movie, who's going to get credit on IMDb.
Okay, so we have, first of all, you are going to get credit. Mm-hmm. I will make sure of that. I'll call whoever I know over there, which mm-hmm. I'd have to do a little research. the movie is about, you know, the first one was about you know, pulling one of our buddies out from a dark place and sort of leaving no man behind. And this one, Dax Shepard's character from the first one tragically passes at the beginning of the movie. And that's partly why you guys were in the movie, to sort of report to the world that up-and-coming actor John Durfee Jr. has passed. So we, in an effort to memorialize him, and against, I guess, the family's wishes, steal the urn from the funeral and flee and end up trying to figure out what we're going to do with these ashes. And we decided that we're going to go where he was happiest, where he first fell in love. And that was spring break 1997. And we end up, you know, not realizing until we get there that it is actually happening then. We thought we were just going to go to a beach, nice, peaceful beach, and say goodbye to our old friend. And then from there, all hell breaks loose and we go completely off the rails.
Now, you got Kevin Dillon from Entourage. Nick Schwartzen from Grandma's Boy.
That's right.
Some of the stars in there.
Yeah, Dan Bacchanal is fantastic in the movie. James Roday is great. It's a really fun movie, and we have some fun with some of the craziness that's going on socially in the world right now. And, you know, we have fun with it. We're not too mean-spirited about it, but we do definitely take some shots.
How often do you show up and go, let's make up a scene? Let's just do something improvised.
Pretty much every day on these movies. Whenever you have Nick Schwartzen on a set, you never know what's coming.
Yeah.
So usually about 50% of the time it's really good, and 50% of the time there's no way that's ever making the movie. But, you know, it's guys like that that make these hard-hitting comedies work. And that's really what I wanted to do, is make a movie that you know, was unapologetic and really funny and makes people laugh. In fact, the first one that we did, we tested it, and it tested higher with women, Dan, than it did men, which goes to prove that they're just as naughty as we are.
But how different is this than you're on a set of Transformers?
Well, Transformers is a giant production. I mean, the amount of equipment and crew and sitting around is just unbelievable. We don't have the time or money to do that. We have to be really efficient because we have to, you know, and a lot, oftentimes that forces you to be even more creative, because when you got all the money you need, it's easy to sort of waste. And we didn't have anything in it, time or money to waste on this one. And I had a blast making this.
Last time you were intimidated on a movie set?
Ooh, it's a good question. Anthony Hopkins, I guess. Anthony Hopkins was pretty intimidating, although he's a sweetheart of a guy. That guy is pretty, you know, I hold him in pretty high regard.
But guys get into character, and the character can be intimidating. Not the person, but all of a sudden you're like, damn, okay. Where'd that come from?
Well, in that same movie was Al Pacino. So I did a movie with Al Pacino and Anthony Hopkins. I mean, what could possibly go wrong? The movie turned out to be terrible.
Do you know that? When do you know a movie is going to be terrible?
When you see the first cut, usually.
Oh,
usually
not doing it. Not during that you go, no. Ooh, God.
Well, you have some, you know, when they want to shoot a lot of oneers, you know what a oneer is? When they kind of go through, Iñárritu does a lot of that, where they kind of, the camera never stops moving, and it's just one take, basically.
Like, Birdman.
Yes, that would be a oneer.
Okay.
And unless the director really knows what they're doing, that can be trouble because you have nothing to cut to. And in that movie, we did a lot of oneers, and I was like, this could be dangerous. And sure enough, the movie, I mean, it wasn't terrible. It just kind of fell flat.
What was the name of it?
Misconduct.
Misconduct.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
not like,
great in it.
Not like M-I-S-S. Like, it wasn't somebody who was misconduct. It was just, yeah, no. Just misconduct.
Just misconduct.
Misconduct. Will there be a Buddy Games 3?
Well, there is a Buddy Games TV show coming out on CBS later this fall, which is based on real. It's sort of a mix between Big Brother meets Amazing Race meets like Survivor.
Yeah.
Where these six groups of friends, like say Dan and the Danettes, would compete against me and my buddies, who would compete against a group of people from Philly, who would compete against people from Washington, and they all live in this cabin together, and they all compete in these ridiculous games, and I'm really, really excited for people to see that.
Good. Well,
it's all Buddy Games all day over here, Dan.
No, I'm very happy for you. You got your Minot State hat on. You, of course, were a legendary quarterback there for the Minot State Beavers, and you got your Vikings jersey that usually has tears on it come postseason time.
How are we looking this year?
You know how you're looking. Regular season, you're like, all right, 10 wins, 11 wins, and then postseason, ouch.
Let me get, we're good enough to get a pick in around 23, 24 next year.
Yeah.
We're usually good, just not quite good enough.
Yeah.
Although I trust O'Connell. I trust this coaching staff. I think they're going to be good. But I say that every year, so I'm just going to keep my mouth shut and just hope for the best.
I've spoken to you after a devastating playoff loss at home. That was against Seattle?
Yeah, it was at Seattle in Minnesota.
Yeah.
They didn't have the dome yet. It was outdoors. That was the coldest football game I've ever been a part of. It was, I had a parka, I had ski goggles, I had one of those hats with the fur things, and I had my beer in my parka pocket, and it still froze. And Walsh, I think, made three field goals that game, which were like 40 plus. And then he shanks like a 23 yarder to lose the game at the end. And the devastation of those fans leaving that old stadium was just heartbreaking.
Well, you know what? When you had me FaceTime, you called me, and I could see him like, man, that's a grown man, and he is devastated. You were devastated. Devastated.
They find a new way to break our hearts.
Yes, they do. Hey, good luck with the movie, and we look forward to seeing our portion of it, even though we don't get credit for it. I mean, I didn't even charge you anything for that. It didn't cost you anything for us to shoot that.
You're so rich, it doesn't matter.
You're absolutely right, but we still should have gotten compensated here for the Danettes. Like $10 or something for each guy.
Well, I appreciate you guys doing it, and you are actually very good in the movie. It's a fun opening.
Good to talk to you.
You too, buddy.
All right. That's
Josh
Duhamel. He's an actor and director, Vikings fan. Former Minot State quarterback.
Hi, Josh.
Yeah. Hi, Josh.
Hi, Josh.
Yeah. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, I looked all over. I cannot find hide nor hair. Our name, your name, any name.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's okay. You know, what are you going to do?
Uncredited. That's okay. We just did it for the love.
Is Bill Murray credited in Tootsie?
Oh, I know what you're saying. Sometimes people just show up for a day.
Yeah.
And they go. I looked about up this. You do uncredited so you don't get paid and you don't take away from the production. You do like a walk on, and
I like to get credit and I like to get paid.
We've been walked on to this.
Yes, even though Sandler doesn't really pay that, but it, you know, I love the experience of being around him. I do it for the craft.
I love the experience of being around him again someday.
Well, I already got you in a couple of movies with Sandler.
Yeah, no, you did. That's great.
Hey,
it's already way more than I could have ever.
Okay, here's the problem. Sandler was so great in Uncut Gems. And now he's going to work with the Safdie brothers again, ooh, which means I don't get in those movies.
We should be attached. I mean, the Safdies should know.
No.
You get Sandler, you're getting us.
No.
be attached.
But you know what? When I'm trying to drop a hint.
Bill and Ted Safdie, let's get a hold of these guys.
I'm trying. But I talked to Sandler earlier this week. I said, hey, if you get courtside seats on Saturday to the Lakers, I'll join you. And he goes, wow, okay, let me check on it. And he goes, I can't get Saturday courtside seats. I can only get Monday. So don't get to go to game 3 of the Lakers. When we come back, ooh, we have some news-ish rumors here that have to do with the 76ers. And this is spicy. We're back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddy as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store for Monday. We have some NBA news-ish. All right, let me give you a first portion of news-ish. We were talking to Ramona Shelburne of the Mothership last hour, and we were talking about her report that it may come down to the 76ers keeping Doc Rivers or James Harden. And then we thought, okay, well, Doc's gone, so James Harden must be coming back. Keith Pompey is reporting, Sixers' James Harden expected to reunite with the Rockets in free agency, sources say. So expected to in free agency. Keith Pompey of the Philadelphia Inquirer. Now, it doesn't stop there because there's this little piece of news-ish. This is Stephen Bondi of the New York Daily News. Joel Embiid is a name to watch for the New York Knicks. Well?
A name to watch, like, man, it'd be great if the Knicks had a player like that. Let's watch that name. That guy could play.
And he's really not a name to watch because he eliminated from the playoffs, so you can't watch him right now. But not sure what that means, that the Knicks would load up and try to go after Joel Embiid. So let me recap here. Sixers bow out. They had a home game. They could have closed out the Celtics. They lose in game 7. And then we find out that Doc probably is going to be fired. And then we wonder about James Harden. And James Harden and Doc Rivers didn't get along during the season. And Daryl Morey loves James Harden. And maybe he was firing Doc Rivers to keep James Harden. And I wondered, well, what happens if James Harden says, yeah, that's good, but I'm not coming back? And that's what the report is right now. And now is Joel Embiid, quote-unquote, disgruntled and wants out of Philadelphia. So how did the season go? Was this a failure? Would the Greek Freak label this as a failure for the 76ers? Yes, Paulie?
Maybe the opposite. If you're not a fan of Doc Rivers as a coach and you're a Sixers fan, that problem's over. And if you're not a fan of James Harden and paying $200 million to watch him play for 4 more years, that situation may be over. This could be... If you're a Sixers fan, you may look at this as a positive day.
Oh, I don't know about that. Not with Joel Embiid on the Knicks radar?
Yeah, I don't believe that story for a second.
Hey, you guys want Julius Randle and Quigley and...
The French kid?
Yeah, somebody, and Obi Toppin.
Yes. I don't know that I believe that story either.
Well, but that's coming from New York, New York Daily News, Stephen Bondi. Yes.
Wishful thinking.
Yes. Yeah, it could be. Yes. Yes, Mark.
Quigley and Randle. Thanks, Calipari. 2 more Kentucky guys.
Yeah. That's interesting. Hmm. James Harden really loves Houston.
But they're a team that
I don't know if he loves the Rockets, but he loves Houston. I can't quit you. I got to come back to Houston. That's not a good team, good city. And he certainly loves a portion of that city. Yes, he does. When your jersey's in the rafters, when it's in the rafters of a strip club before it's in the rafters for a team, he really loves Houston. Yes, Paul?
You're the Houston Rockets. You have 2 young players, Smith and Green, who are trying to develop their own games. They're young, and you're going to add – you got $60 million in cap room. Instead of spreading that around with some 26-year-old players who are available, let's get a guy – at the end of his career.
What is Harden, 32, 33?
Yeah. A lot of miles.
Yeah, I don't want that. I don't want that. But if he wants to go back to being James Harden, and now you got the young kids there in Houston, they going to allow that? They going to be happy with, hey, James, go ahead and try to average 30 again? I thought that he had found his place. I'm going to lead the league in assists. I can average 21 a game. I'm fine. And then find out that he wasn't happy there. Final results of the poll question, Seton O'Connor Jr.
Dan, we got a bunch of them going here.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Right. It's a busy day, poll question-wise. Would you have stayed to the end of last night's Panthers-Hurricanes game? Heck yeah. 68% of the audience said that.
All right.
That's pretty good. I wonder how many people say they would.
Yeah.
And then...
how many did? How many left?
Yeah.
By the way, the Traeger recipes, all available at danpatrick.com. We got the smoked baby back ribs, baked beans, and mac and cheese. Yes, Seton.
This is, we had the poll question, how much trouble are the Lakers in? Tons or don't be ridiculous. I like that the very first reply to that is directed at me, and it's a middle finger emoji.
Oh, okay. Wait, was that from a Nuggets fan or a Laker fan?
Well, I'm guessing Donnie doesn't appreciate my coverage today, but I did appreciate the emoji. That's very funny.
Wait, is that a Nuggets fan? Because we're not talking about the Nuggets, we're talking about the Lakers?
I'm guessing.
Okay.
I'm guessing.
All right.
Certain amount of tongue-in-cheek today.
All right. Matt in Pittsburgh joins us. Hi, Matt. What's on your mind today?
Hey, guys. After Mexico, I'm a portly 5'11", 192.
All right.
DP, I want to personally thank you for the Lakers tip last night. Had a nickel on the Lakers and covered on the hook.
I thought they were going to win, Matt, but I'm glad that the 0.5, the 5.5 helped you.
Thank you. Now to the good stuff. I have the initial 2023 Danette Power Rankings. The Danette Rankings will be based on participation, creativity, appearance for the television folks, and lastly, laugh factor. I gather my numbers from each category and rate each Danette from 1 to 10.
Okay.
I also throw out some recent highlights and lowlights, and I'll start with number 3 to add some suspense. So, number 3, thank you, Todd. Todd's really stepped it up lately with the sports center teases and his impersonations.
Okay.
Thank you.
His appearance is a little lackluster and rough in general, so we scored him at a 6.8.
Okay.
Coming in at number 2, we have Marv.
Okay.
It was recently National Marvin Day.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's getting better at acknowledging the stat of the day. And I'm digging his barbecue music. So Marvin came in with a score of 7 7/8.
Oh, okay. Same as his hands.
Yeah. That's funny.
Okay. I'm going to give you a bloop and for that, Matt.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And number 1, can I get a drum roll?
Okay. So it's either Seton or Paulie.
Seton O'Connor. Flying it lately.
Okay. Seton is killing it.
Cake for breakfast. Hemi Butler, the triple-double, the Iahuska, the Chris Paul career earnings. We actually gave him a score of 8.420. So congrats on that.
420. Okay. A little reef. Reef for reference. Little Humboldt, California.
Speaking of Nuggets.
So, Paulie, you finished 4th.
Yeah, I'm over it. I'm
that's cleanup.
Yeah.
Somehow over it.
Batting 4th. This day in sports history.
Let's see. Cy Young got his 500th career win.
Overrated.
Yep, never won a Cy Young Award.
Yeah.
Never. Not once. Embarrassment. The Edmonton Oilers in 84 won their first Stanley Cup and a bunch more after that to beat the Islanders in 5 games. And let's see. The NFL in 1935 adopted the annual college draft to begin in 1936.
Also on this day, 2000, Reggie Miller scored 17 in the fourth quarter, beating the Knicks. Reggie will join us, I think, on Tuesday of next week. What did you learn today, Toddler?
Guy Fieri says he needs to remind himself not to take too big a bite in his show so he's able to articulate the flavors of what he's eating.
All right, Seton O'Connor.
We're in a movie being released today.
Yeah, but not given credit for
that's
it.
Okay. We're still in it.
I think we're in the opening scene.
We're right out the gate.
Buddy Games.
Let's go.
I think we're the opening scene. Yes, Marv.
Still not on IMDb, though.
Mm-hmm. Sorry. Keeping the man, man's keeping us down. Paulie?
You're the deputy mayor of Flavortown.
Yes, I am. Todd, what did I learn?
Nuggets fans angry we not only ignore their team, but also their odd mountain time zone.
The hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. For instant classics, autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, and more. Start or continue your collection now, PaniniAmerica.net. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks for the phone calls, emails, tweets, the all-around support. We'll talk to you on Monday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.